producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in the studio, and joining us from his studio at home is Alex Jones. He'll be co-hosting this hour. Actually, he'll be interviewing Joyce Riley, host of the Power Hour on GCN, someone who is struggling with stage 4 cancer right now. We're going to be talking to her in the next segment about her personal struggle. But joining us now is Alex Jones. Alex.
David, again, in the last hour, you were breaking down the fact that Egypt is basically attacking al-Qaeda forces that were put in charge by our government and NATO in Libya. You also covered their full-out terrorization, as they've done gun owners, saying, we'll publish your names in the newspaper where you live. If you don't take vaccines, it's your fault we're getting sick. When if you've supposedly been vaccinated, you are protected. And it is a total fraud, but they're going to push this hoax to the end because their fraud is collapsing. That's not my opinion. It is the vaccine industry's Brian Williams moment. And we shot a video in Prompt 2 Friday that we put out Saturday that is titled on YouTube and is the main featured video on our YouTube channel, breaking down the fact that we're declaring war on the fraudulent vaccine industry. And we need everybody who's a victim. I mean, when we open the phones up, they just fill up with victims of vaccines where the doctors admitted to them that the vaccine hurt them. Marcos Morales, our live news director, the doctor admitted to him that his daughter had a bad reaction to vaccines. Other people's doctors go, yeah, my child had a seizure. It's normal. They're now saying in the news having a seizure is normal. Folks, that means your brain is in total collapse level when you're having a seizure and having an autoimmune response to these things that irrevocably lowers IQ. It's beyond shock therapy, according to Dr. Blaylock. That's what they're inducing with these seizures. There's so much autoimmune response in the brain that your brain has a seizure and short circuits. This is what we're doing to our children with this sick group of globalists who openly say they want to forcibly reduce our numbers, but they want to give us these vaccines to keep us safe when they've been caught, David, as you know, all over the world secretly adding things to the vaccines to sterilize people, you name it. We need to have the 10 reasons not to take vaccines. Paul Watson should write an article about this and break down the history of secret testing, the secret of spiking vaccines, the liability protection, the social engineering aspects, the fact that they lie and say it protects you when it doesn't. Why do you think they're pushing so hard right now, David?
Well, I think what they're pushing, Alex, is a total blind faith in government and pharmaceutical companies. I think what they're doing is they're rolling this back. They're trying to roll back informed consent. The very idea of it, of course, is tied to Obamacare. That's where we see that we don't even have a choice as to what kind of insurance we're going to have. So why should we think that we're going to have a choice whether or not we're going to vaccinate our children? To me, that is the fundamental issue. The science is very important because people need to understand that there are real issues about the safety and the effectiveness of these vaccines, and we shouldn't have a blind faith in government or in the big pharmaceutical companies. That's a very dangerous stance to have.
Absolutely. And at a base level, who really trusts the government and the shadowy corporations involved? In fact, here's another angle no one's going with that I think is one of the biggest angles to really expose this, both in reality but also from a PR position. Last number I saw in USA Today a few years ago was something like 83% of vaccines are manufactured in China that are consumed in this country. So we need to get Rob Dew, the big master researcher, or Kit Daniels, or any of our other great researchers, to dig up, or CJ, I mean, whole crew's good at it, to research and find out the amount of pharmaceuticals statistically, because some numbers are as high as 90% of the pharmaceuticals, but the number I saw was 83% of the vaccines are being made in the country known to basically taint everything. And whatever it is, you know, 20, 30 years ago, I hear this argument, well, 20, 30 years ago, I didn't get seizures or get sick from vaccines because they gave you five vaccines 30 years ago. It's now 36 they're trying to make mandatory. Some kids take more than 60. There are 60 out there popularly used. 36, though, the schools are trying to make you take versus five. I mean, this is a big deal.
Notice how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm here in the studio. Joining us from a remote location is Alex Jones, joining us from his studio at home. We're also being joined this segment by Joyce Riley, host of the Power Hour. And I know that Alex wanted to talk to Joyce about her struggle with cancer. Alex?
Absolutely. If Joyce can do it, I'd like to invite her to join us for the whole hour. Her website is thepowerhour.com. She's been on the show many times over the years. She, of course, would go on routinely with Art Bell and then, of course, George Norrie. I first remember interviewing her 20 years ago when I just had a local radio show on KJFK 98.9 FM here in Austin, Texas. And her coming to town with the Gulf War Vets Association, exposing and getting the secret documents proving Gulf War syndrome was real. Now they admit it's real, but for more than a decade they covered it up. And Joyce basically ended up getting the Gulf War syndrome as well. And it was a cocktail of issues causing that. And I want her in the second half of the interview today to specifically with you, David, co-hosting, walk into that history, Gulf War. She was instrumental in helping stop the full implementation of the Emergency States Powers Act that would force inoculations on citizens back in 2002, 2003. They have tried this before. But Joyce has missed some time recently on her morning show that comes on right before ours at GCNLive.com or thepowerhour.com. And I had heard that she was sick and then recently heard her talk about just how ill she was. And I've been praying for her and others that I care about pretty much every day, trying to keep her in my prayers. And I'd like folks to pray for Joyce. I know she's a Christian. She's got pretty serious cancer. I'm going to let her tell that story and try to shut up and not famously take over the whole interview. But she's currently the host of Power Hour on GCN. Joyce Riley is a registered nurse who's been the director of nursing for four institutions. She's been a heart, lung, liver, and kidney transplant nurse. She also serves as a captain in the U.S. Air Force in support of Operation Desert Storm, flying active duty missions on C-130 aircraft from Alaska to Cuba. Her experience as a medical legal testifying expert in medical malpractice trials gave her the background to investigate the truth about Gulf War illness. She has since become an advocate for all veterans and citizens experimented on by our government. Joyce was a whistleblower in the famous baby death case in which nurse Janine Jones, who now serves a life sentence in the Texas prison system, was convicted of causing injury. They ended up catching her. Joyce really kind of caught her. To many babies in Bexar County, that's San Antonio, Texas, she presently serves as a spokesman for the American Gulf War Veterans Association, thepowerhour.com, and she's fighting for her life, as we all are every day, but she's been fighting hard right now, folks. Joyce, thank you so much for coming on. We salute your work for humanity.
Well, thank you, Alex, and thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be here. You know, when I first heard David say that, I'm fighting for my life and stage four cancer, it's kind of like, who's he talking about? I mean, I can't believe that I'm actually hearing that about myself, because I've been on the other side of it, treating people for so long that had cancer, and then all of a sudden to wake up every morning and think, oh my gosh, I have cancer. It's just such a foreign thought and a foreign situation, and it takes action. It doesn't take, you know, it is a mental issue to try and accept all of this, because I didn't find out until the day before Thanksgiving when I went into the emergency room and they did an MRI and CT scan, and they said, you have spinal cancer really, really badly. And I was just like shocked, you know, really. And so at that point, they began emergency radiation, believe it or not, on Thanksgiving Day. And I told the radiation oncologist, I said, this must be bad if you're doing it on Thanksgiving. And he said, absolutely. He said, if we didn't do it today, you probably wouldn't be here. So I didn't realize how bad it was. And so there's a lot of things I've learned from this that I would like to share with people that they need to know in advance. Because once you get cancer, or once you are deeply embedded in the disease itself, and a lot of people may have it and just don't know it, like myself, I didn't know it. And so you need to be aware of what to do in advance, because once you get there, there's a lot of things that take place, and it's really hard to try and do everything that needs to be done.
Well, I want to give you the floor with David Knight. I'm going to be here in the background as well, but if I don't just step back, I'll get so emotional, I'll be jumping in and probably start crying. It touches us all. My grandmother's made the decision not to fight breast cancer at 89, but she's been dealing with that the last few years, so we're watching that progress. We see cancer numbers, as you know, Joyce, just pediatric cancer, breast cancer, it's all off the chart. Later, I want you to give your real expertise on why it's skyrocketing in Western world, not in third world areas, the whole vaccine situation, how it all ties together, the medical tyranny. And I want to invite you back for a part two of this interview as well. But for the rest of the hour, please, you've got the floor. David and I will just go in and out of break, talk about your personal story, and then expand on it.
Okay, well, thank you. But my personal story, I think, is born out of a lot of fighting against issues, just like you. And I think what you do, Alex, and what David does, and what all of us do on Genesis, is we're fighting against things. And it's taken a lot out of us, because it's been sort of a rough road to try and fight those things, fight the powers that be, and then maintain a healthy lifestyle and do the things that you're supposed to do for yourself. And I learned late about diet. I learned very late that there were things that worked, that there were things that were much better than anything that medicine can give us. I mean, you've got to remember, I was a nurse for many, many years, and I lectured at NIH. I was involved in some of the most, some of the most critical things in medicine, heart, lung, liver, kidney transplant. I used to fly out on those airplanes to go and get the organs in the operating rooms around the country and bring the organ back. And, you know, that's very stressful also, and very a powerful time to be involved in doing that. But I believed in medicine totally. There was nothing that could have gotten me to believe that there was something that came from an herb or a plant or a spice that was going to make me better or anybody else better. And so I thank you for this time, Alex, and I thank you for the fact that we can share this with other people, because I know there's a lot of nurses and physicians that listen to Genesis that are reaching out and hungry for this information. But, you know, I used to talk to the heart transplant doctors, and I would say to them, you know, they are eating like junk diets. And they would say, that's okay, because, see, some of those transplant patients would be in the hospital until they were transplanted, like 3 months or 4 months they would be in the hospital. And at St. Luke's Episcopal Hospital in Texas, in Houston, they have a McDonald's built in the middle of the hospital so that everybody goes around the McDonald's, and including Texas Children's Hospital, which is there also, and they ate that food. And if you were to go down there at lunchtime, that's where the doctors were eating. And diet was never an issue. Diet was never important until I got sick from the Gulf War illness. And what happened to me was I got 10 shots in one day when I was serving as a flight nurse. And,
unbelievable.
And working with the military, you know, I wrote in my journal, I said, I would have taken 100 shots today just to serve my country. I didn't know. I didn't understand. And I'd heard stories about people passing out all the time when they get their vaccines and their when they were giving the shots, with, especially with the shots with the guns. But I didn't know. I didn't understand. And sure enough, lo and behold, about 6 months after I got those vaccines, I also became ill. I could barely walk. I was in Houston at the time. I was admitted to the hospital, and they decided that I had a demyelinating illness like MS, but not quite, they called it, and could really barely function at that point. Now, that was 1991, and that was just after the Gulf War. And I think it's important to know that I did not deploy to the Middle East. I was backfilling missions here in the United States. So it was not the oil well fires. It was not the chemicals or biologicals that affected me. It had to be, when you take away everything else, it had to be the vaccines. Well, lo and behold, I will never take a vaccine again as long as I live. And I'm sure you both feel the same way. Nor will I ever give another vaccine. They are deadly. And since then, I have seen so many people in the military that have become ill as a result of it. And I would have to ask the question, have we forgotten about all those Gulf War veterans that were sick with vaccines? Have we forgotten, and has the pharmaceutical companies forgotten, that they did those anthrax vaccines and experimental vaccines that backfired on everybody?
Which they admitted made people sick. I just want to add, we're going to skip this network break right here, Joyce, to give you more time. Go ahead.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, yeah, and all those people became ill as a result of those vaccines, and they actually quietly made multiple sclerosis a compensable disorder. In other words, you could get compensated for MS if you reported that within 1 year of leaving the military. Now, there were so many young men, 17, 18, 19, 20, that were getting MS, and you never see MS in that population, in young men that are younger. No, it's just not done. You don't see it. But yet, the Gulf War veterans in droves started getting that problem. And so we started seeing a trend here with this demyelinating disease. So many people had, which demyelinating disease means the myelin sheath comes off of the nerve ending, and it misfires horribly. You like you were talking about a having a seizure. Well, this is like you're having a seizure, but you're awake and you're alert, and you can't stop your body from doing the things that it's doing. And it was just horrible, the pain. And I never told.
And Joyce, you're seeing it happen, and I watched the congressional hearings of Marine Corps captains and people that were the best shape of their lives, and 6 months later were on a tracheotomy on a breathing machine,
yeah,
in the congressional testimonies, then dead months later saying, help us, and they wouldn't even help them or say it was real. But the inserts, as you know, say it can give you neurological disorders. Do you know of the 10 vaccines from your deep research, which one you think was doing it? Or was it all of them together?
Well, I know that hepatitis B is one of the problem ones, but the problem in the military is we got a lot of experimental vaccines, and we're not allowed to know what they were. But I do believe, though, that the Hep B vaccine is one of the absolute worst for demyelination.
That's what my dad says. He's seen a lot of doctors that got sick when they take it. He refuses when he was still practicing to take it.
Mm-hmm. And that's smart, because even the person, I cannot think of her name right now, but she was at Baylor College of Medicine, and you look up the originator of the Hep B vaccine, her brother became blind as a result of the Hep B vaccine, and she begged for people to remove it from the market. And
I remember that.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so here I am now, a nurse, and they said, well, you must have a mental problem. And I said, wait a minute. You know, 6 months ago, I was flying around playing MASH in the air, loving every minute of it. I wasn't sick. I was doing great. And now I come back, and I said, and me and the other nurses were sick. So I went to the commander of the unit, Colonel Mountain, and said, there's so many of us that are sick here. So many. What are we going to do? And they said, you're not sick. They're not sick. Nobody's sick. So then we go off to the VA, and the VA says, unbeknownst to us, well, you are in the reserve, so you can't get treatment at the VA. What a shock there. Not that,
wow,
I really wanted treatment from the VA, but there's a few little disclaimers they don't tell you when you go in the military, like if you're in the reserve or guard and you don't have so many days active duty, you don't get get the VA treatment. Well, that's okay, because I didn't really want it, but I wanted to find out why we were all sick. And that's what began that investigation, that I was insatiable trying to figure out why we were all sick. And sure enough, that's when I turned up the information that the U.S. government had sold biologicals and chemicals to Iraq just prior to the Gulf War. And for anybody that doesn't believe that, the United States set up that war. And
Joyce, I'm going to leave here in about 9 minutes. I'm going to still be listening, but I'm going to let David take over so I don't interrupt, and because I'm going to be back tomorrow. But what's so incredible is, for people that don't know, you broke with Dr. Doug Rocky and so many others on your show. You broke literally more than half the news about Gulf War, because I was following it and covering you at the time when they denied it for a decade. And let's remember, they now basically admit most of this now. In hindsight, it's admitted so much of this. So it just shows how later, once it's not a big news issue, they'll admit it, and that they would not even try to give people treatment from the vaccines, from the nerve gas, from the DU, the cocktail of things in country and out of country that was taking place. Please continue.
Well, it's all about money, and it's all about illegal weapon sales, and it's about pharmaceutical sales. And so when I found that the U.S. government has sold biologicals and chemicals to Iraq, and I've got, if anybody doesn't believe me, I have the batch numbers and dates that they were sold. And what was fascinating about this was that I then found some vaccine trials that were secret, that were confidential, that were going to be undertaken by the Tri-Service Vaccine Task Force. And with that, I found that the government was doing experiments with the same biologicals that they had sold to Iraq. In other words, they wanted to try and see if they could create a vaccine that would be effective against what they were going to expose our troops to. So therein lied really the crime for me, to figure out now who was behind all of this. And I actually took all the documents to my attorney. I spread them all out on the huge table there, the ones that showed that the U.S. had sold biologicals to Iraq, chemicals, and the ones showing the vaccine trials. And he told me, after he looked at all the documents, he was like pale. And he said, I'm no longer your attorney. I will not watch after you. I cannot do anything for you. I could not fade the IRS audit that I would get if I would help you. And
wow.
I said, really? And so he essentially shut the door on me and told me that was the last time I was going to come to see him. And then Buchanan, what was his name? Babe Buchanan was his sister.
Pat Buchanan.
Pat, yeah. Then his campaign manager, he was running for president that year. His campaign manager came to my house all the way from North Carolina, and he wanted to see the documents. He said, I've heard you on Coast to Coast, and I hear what you've been saying, and I want you to prove it to me beyond a shadow of a doubt. And he said,
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Pat will take care of this, and he will do this with the veterans. Sure enough, I showed it to him, and I mean, this man was ill. He was ill when we finished. He came to me, and he said, I can't stomach it. He said, I had no idea. And I said, well, is Pat going to do anything about it? And he said, I don't know. He said, I had no idea it was this bad. Then one day I was traveling around the country doing the meetings and getting kicked out of American Legions and VFWs because they had put out a message that I was not supposed to be in those facilities. And a U.S. representative sent his team to come to talk to me. And they called me over at the halftime of the meeting and during the break, and they said, the representative has a message for you. And I said, really? And they said, come over here. And there were five of them that had come to this meeting, and they were furiously taking notes. The representative wants you to know that he's not going to support you. And I said, well, nobody else is either. Why does that surprise me? And I said, why is he not going to support this? And he said, he says, you know a lot about this. He says, you know a lot, but he said, you don't know it all. And he said, if you knew the rest of this story, and if the public knew, it would bring down this country as we know it. And they said, and his message was to me, keep doing what you're doing and don't stop.
Wow.
And so all I can say is, when you are aware of something, when you're a whistleblower, when you know something, don't stop. Investigate it. Go find it. Don't let go of it. It is so incredibly important that we have people out there doing this on our side. Just like you were saying on the vaccine injury people, get busy and get those videos made. Tell your story.
They should all be telling the story. Joyce, let me say this. We're going to come back from break and give you the total floor with David just guiding us in and out of breaks here. ThePowerHour.com. No matter what happens to you, and I hope you get better, and I'm praying for you. I don't want you to talk about your personal issues because people obviously want to know about that if you don't mind. But then also give us your take on world events. No matter what happens, your work fighting for the veterans and their families who also got ill from some of the communicable stuff that was transferred to them, owe you a debt of gratitude, and all the folks that have supported you are on the right side of history, and God knows that you've done so much good, and that's what matters. Our souls go on forever. These bodies, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, and I pray and hope you live another 50 years. But regardless, you're a winner. Regardless, you're one of the good guys wearing the white hat, and I just want to salute you and thank you for all you've done so far, and now your testimony and your testament is even stronger today. So again, I want to invite you up to the show again next week if you can do it, or whenever, but we're going to go to break here in a few minutes, but we've got a few minutes till then. David will take us out. Please continue breaking down just the epic battles you've been through, which I know you'll say actually made you stronger. That's the thing. We're meant to do this, and these forces of evil do things that are so big, so evil, so bad, they then think that we can't accept how bad it is, so they can keep getting away with it, and it exponentially gets bigger and gets worse, and we're building towards this event horizon now with the vaccines hurting so many people and so many people getting MS and other type diseases. It's just incredible. So, Joyce, please continue.
Well, I think that the government thinks, the bad guys, the people that are trying to keep this ruse from us, don't think that we're going to follow it and stay with it. They think they can intimidate us. And that's what happened to me many times. I got a call from the Department of Defense one day from Captain Chalker Brown was his name. Captain Chalker Brown called me. And he said, Captain Riley, he said, this is Captain Chalker Brown from the Pentagon, Navy captain. He outranked me considerably. And he said, I want you to know that you are not to give out that documentary to anyone in the military. And I said, pardon? And I said, what is inaccurate in it? And he said, it's not that. He said, it's that you are one of us. And I said, no, sir, if you think I am going to participate in the wholesale manslaughter of our military, you're wrong. And I don't think he expected that. And that's why I think we have to stand, and then we have to stand. And if we don't,
absolutely,
they'll win.
Absolutely. It's so important to have the integrity to speak out when you see evil being done to other people. And understand that you're part of the human race. You're not just part of some government organization. We've been talking to Joyce Riley. She's going to continue with us after the break. Joyce Riley of the Power Hour. Stay with us. This is an amazing interview. Thank you, Joyce. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me for the rest of this hour is Joyce Riley of the Power Hour. Now, of course, Joyce is a talk show host on another GCN show, that is the Power Hour. She's also a registered nurse, a whistleblower about what happened during the Gulf War. I found it very interesting, Joyce, when you were talking in the last half hour to Alex, mentioning the fact that you were not somebody who was on the battlefield, yet you were experiencing these symptoms, you believe, from having to take 10 vaccines in a single day. You believe that there was a very strong aspect of the multiple vaccines that people were given all at once. So that was a key part of this Gulf War syndrome. And you also came across some research that exposed that. And the people in politics who basically pull back and disown that, won't talk about it, won't address the evil. It's just left to people who have the kind of integrity that you have, Joyce, who will continue to talk about this because it can't go away. People need to know the truth. This is very important that people speak out when they see this happen. That's why your efforts as a whistleblower are very, very important, and your determination to keep talking about this and to not shut up. I remember Michelle Bachmann, everybody saying she had jumped the shark when she talked about Rick Perry's trying to get mandatory vaccines on Texas school children. She questioned the safety and efficacy, and that was it. The GOP was done with her. She had ended her political career, and you were essentially told to shut up, but you didn't shut up. You kept going.
Well, I don't think you can shut up when you see so many people ill like I did. I started getting letters after I was on Coast to Coast from thousands, and I do mean thousands. I've still got lots of those letters filed away of people that were sick, that were having the same problem, being told there's nothing wrong with you or you have a mental problem. And it got to be so ridiculous that the government just kept lying and lying. And these men, it forced them into these incredibly, bizarre situations where they couldn't remedy this situation. They couldn't make sense of it because here they served their country all their lives, and all they were told was obey and take orders, and you'll be taken care of, and all that. And then all of a sudden they get sick, and they're told, "Well, you got a mental problem." I mean, they couldn't make any kind of sense of all of this, and that's what we had a problem with. Also, was, you know, I mean, my idea of the military. My father he was a belly gunner on a B-17, and he used to play "Off We Go Into the Wild Blue Yonder," you know, every night before he went to bed. And I mean, we were just, that was patriotism to us. That was love of country. And so when I saw these veterans so messed up and then placed on psychotropic drugs, so here comes the next part of that, is they're vaccinated to the hilt, given experimental drugs. People know they're getting sick and know that it has something to do with the military. And so then they place them on SSRI drugs to get them to be quiet so they can label them and say, "Oh, well, look, he's on these drugs, so he must be a mental problem." Mm-hmm. Well, which came first, you know, the drugs or the mental problem? And it was probably the drugs that came first. And so I saw this taking place. And then there's one document, Senate Report 103-900. Senate Report 103-900. You can go to GulfWarVets.com and see a lot of these documents. We've got them there online, and it will change your life when you see what the government did know in 1994, the information they knew in 1994, and the people that knew it. And if you were to read the list, it's a who's who of who is in the Senate. It was Paul Sarbanes, Chris Dodd, Jim Sasser, Richard Shelby, John Kerry, who knew all this information, Barbara Boxer, Ben Nighthorse Campbell, it goes on and on, Patty Murray, and they all knew this. And they knew that these people were dying for these reasons. And the veterans kept trying to say, "Why won't you take care of us? What's, we know why, why?" And they couldn't make sense of it. A lot of them committed suicide. A lot of them couldn't take the abandonment. And let me give you an example of the way they tried to make you feel like you were mentally incompetent. There was one man that I followed for a long time, and he called me telling me that, you know, they are just writing me off, and I'm enlisted or non-com, and I've been in for 27 years in the military. And he said, and they won't take care of me. I mean, that's a lot of seniority not to take care of your people. And he said that I'm going to be going over to the VA one last time. He said, because now I am in a wheelchair. I cannot walk. So now they're going to have to listen to me. He said, my wife is going to take me over there, and our children are going to go over there, and we're going to get an answer today regardless. And I said, oh, great. Call me after you go to the meeting with them and let me know. So he goes over there, and he tells them, he says, I'm in a wheelchair now. Now will you guys believe me that I am sick and I don't have a mental problem? And the doctor told the wife, just went over to the wife and said, look, I hate to have to tell you this, but we gave your husband a psych eval, which, by the way, they gave everybody a psych eval first. a psych evaluation first before they did anything, so they could always say, well, here is the fallback reason why they're sick. They could find something on anybody's psych eval. And he said to him, he said to the wife, he said, I just need to tell you this. We did a psych eval of your husband, and we think he is a latent homosexual. And that's why he's doing this to himself. Mm. And she got so mad at him, she grabbed the physician's white jacket. And, of course, they kicked her out and kicked them out. And it was a major issue. But she said, how dare you say that to my husband in front of his family? You know that's not true. You know that is so far from being true. And that's, they would stop at nothing to try and convince these people they had a mental problem, or to embarrass them or humiliate them or whatever.
And it all stems, doesn't it, Joyce, from not getting informed consent. In other words, they betrayed the trust and the submission that the soldiers gave them, experimenting on them for the sake of big pharmaceutical companies. And it strikes me how similar this is to, let's say, Tuskegee, or to the things that we tried to enact the Nuremberg Code for, to try to say that the gold standard of medical care is, first of all, you do no harm. Secondly, you have informed consent of your patients, because the soldiers didn't know they were being experimented on.
You are so right. I'm glad you brought that up. Because, by the way, the Tuskegee Institute, I studied that very carefully. Guess where that was held? That was done at the Tuskegee VA. Now, that's how integral this thing is into the military. I want to share with you a document, 103-97. This was worth seeing. Senate Report 103-97. This was, by the way, is no longer available. In fact, it was never available only to committee members, and I got a copy sent to me, as did Dr. Stan Monteith at the time. And let me quote to you from Senate Report 103-97, what you're talking about with informed consent. I quote, during the past 50 years, hundreds of thousands of our military have been experimented upon without their knowledge or consent.
Mm-hmm.
That's a quote right out of the document itself, Senate Report 103-97. And they know it, and they're continuing to do it. But what about the compensation for all these people? What about going back and finding out how many of them are sick, dying, whatever, from whatever experiment they had? More than 50% of the military is experimented upon. So when you join the military, know that. And, you know, we give a copy of Beyond Treason to anybody that's thinking about joining the military. Just call the Power Hour. If you or go to thepowerhour.com, if you feel like, you know, if you're questioning joining the military, please get this documentary. We'll send it to you free, because I want people to see what they're about to enter into, because yeah, it's out of your hands. And I don't care what the recruiter tells you. He'll tell you, oh, yeah, you can sign a waiver and you don't have to take the vaccines. That is so far. There has never been a waiver in the military ever. But they'll tell
you. And
it's
not just, you're a nurse as well as a vet. So you know that they intimidate healthcare workers and say, you must take this vaccine, you must take that vaccine. And on so many of these cases, just as we were talked last week to Dr. Jane Orient, who's an MD with American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, they tried to get a FOIA request from the CDC saying, show us the studies that you've done about the safety, about the efficacy. What are the conflicts of interest between the CDC and pharmaceutical companies? Have you done any determination of that? Any kind of information like that that would give us information so that we could then have informed consent, that is withheld. That's covered up, and we're not allowed to know that. Yet they intimidate people. If you want this job as a healthcare worker, and of course, by that time, you've got so much invested. You've gone to school to learn this as a RN or as a doctor. You don't want to just walk away from your career, so it's a huge factor there. And, of course, they're doing the same thing even to parents and their children, setting up a mandatory vaccine schedule so that you can get into school. So if you want to work as a healthcare worker, if you want to get into school, if you want to be in the military, they do these things to intimidate you. Or in the case of the military, since you can't just quit your job, they force you to do it anyway, and they don't tell you what's in there.
Right, or they can send you to prison. I know a lot of people mm-hmm. that spent time in prison for refusing vaccines also in the military.
Wow.
But the idea, though, of that, you know, even the cancer that I believe may have something to do with that, I believe, I was told by an NIH doctor, I was discussing my cancer with him, and he said, Joyce, you have gotten some of the worst stuff. He said, there's just no two ways about it. I know what they were doing over there, and I know what you've gotten. And he said, there may not be any answer for you. And it is true. You know, if you go back and look at the SV-40 in 1959, people always believed that the government would do no harm. They had the simian virus 40 cancer cells in the polio vaccine and gave it to all the people. And then when they found out that it had simian virus 40 cancer cells in it, they went ahead and continued. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh. So, let me tell you, Joyce, we've looked at, there was a case coming out of North Carolina just before I came here to InfoWars where they were doing testing on people at the University of North Carolina. The EPA was looking to increase its regulations on fine particulate matter, and they were literally hooking people up to the tailpipes of diesel engines and trying to provoke a response. They were screening for people who had heart issues, who had respiratory issues. They were trying to provoke a response. They had the director of the EPA, Lisa Jackson at the time, was before Congress and saying, we have more people dying from fine particulate matter than we do from cancer. So they're hyping this, and yet at the same time, they're giving these people who signed up for this 70 times the dosage that the EPA said would be fatal. She was very emphatic. She said, I'm not talking about making people sick. I'm talking about killing them. We tried to stop that. We tried to get a restraining order. The courts turned it down. The Medical Association in North Carolina was not interested in medical ethics. The university was not interested in medical ethics. The EPA is continuing to do this. They then moved to California, did it to children in California. Now they're back in North Carolina looking for black teenagers who have respiratory issues so they can make them sick, so they can grow their empire. I don't think that their current levels are as high and have the kind of effects that they say. But the idea that they can do these experiments without informed consent, and of course under the Nuremberg Code, the point we were making was under the Nuremberg Code, you cannot give informed consent for something that would kill you. That's not even allowed. So we have this systemically throughout the government. It's being done to people in the medical profession. It's being done to people in the military. It's being done to our children. And it's being done in human testing by our bureaucratic agencies.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of testing that we don't know about on things that and places that we are not aware of. They did a lot of testing in biological testing in the Department of Defense without our knowledge. But, you know, and when we have had enough and say that's it, or there are some there's some accountability for that, and these people all spend the rest of their natural lives in prison, I thought it would be the Gulf War. By the way that they were able to keep people from thinking that Gulf War veterans was sick is that this is the MO of the military or any government organization, is they will go to somebody like the RAND Corporation or, what is the name of the other one? The RAND Corporation and, can't think of the other one right now. But anyway, they would go to these organizations and pay them a huge amount of money to basically find out that there is no, that they have no position on it. And that's what they would do. And they would pay RAND Corporation, I forget how many millions of dollars, to come back and say, we don't find any evidence to support there's a Gulf War illness. Well, my goodness, evidence, you've got, you know, 100,000 people that are sick that weren't sick before the Gulf War. You've got all kinds of evidence. But that's what they would do. And if the RAND Corporation said that, or then they were able to say, well, we went to the RAND Corporation. We trust them. They're an independent organization. And they said there's nothing wrong. So therefore, and everybody buys into that for the next 5 years.
And so the government uses a private corporation to give them plausible deniability, just as the private pharmaceutical companies use the government, either the FDA or other agencies, to give them plausible deniability, to give them a legal cover. We've seen this happen many times. One of the things that Dr. Orient was talking about was how the CDC had approved the rotavirus vaccine, and they had to withdraw that after a year of approval because it was so bad. And we see this over and over again with flawed or incomplete clinical trials when they were looking at the effects of GMO on rats. You remember those pictures of the rats that had the massive tumors coming out of France? And, of course, Monsanto said, that's not correct. We did our own studies, and they didn't develop any tumors. Monsanto did a very, very, very short study versus one that went a little bit longer with the French and gave time for the tumors to manifest themselves, to show up. So you can rig these studies any way that you want. That's why it's important for informed consent that the CDC and the FDA and these other companies put the studies out there for the public to take a look at it, for the medical community to take a look at it. I remember going back to the swine flu thing back in the 1970s. There was a clip when 60 Minutes looked at it, Joyce, and they had Mike Wallace talking to the head of the CDC at that time about all the celebrity endorsements. And he said, yeah, we had all these celebrity endorsements. One of them was Mary Tyler Moore, and they went back to her after this debacle because a lot of people got Guillain-Barré syndrome from the swine flu vaccines that they pretty much scared the public into taking. And she said, yeah, my doctor was all for it. I was skeptical of it. I didn't do it. And he goes, how does your doctor feel today? And she goes, he's very happy that I didn't do that. Very happy. Thought that I made the right decision. So even the doctors don't have all that information when they're talking to their patients.
Well, you know, we're talking about a government that has gotten too big, too controlling, that we need to do something about, because that's how all of this illegal activity is able to be done. They have to have a VA hospital, for instance. There has to be the VA bureaucracy. It doesn't work. It's not effective, but they have to have it, because if you're going to look at all the experiments that were done in the military and brought forward, you've got to have a place that you can follow those experiments. And the VA is where you do it. That's why they don't go to TRICARE, or that's why they don't have another system, is because you have to keep quiet the experiments so they can follow them year to year and decade to decade. An example, BZ, a drug that is a hallucinogenic drug, was given to the Vietnam veterans during, of course, the Vietnam War. And the military, BZ is a hallucinogenic drug that's much worse than LSD. They gave it to half of the unit, and they wanted to see if that unit would kill, that half of the unit would kill the other half of the unit that didn't get the drug. And
oh,
guess
absolutely.
What happened?
Hang on, we got to take a break. Yeah, you're talking about LSD. There's an amazing book, A Terrible Mistake, that talks about the early days of the biological and chemical Mockingbird, not Mockingbird, but the paperclip operation. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joyce Riley.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we the Patriots hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm talking to Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, another show that's on GCN. We've been talking to her about her experiences as a nurse, as a veteran, as a whistleblower, about Gulf War syndrome. And, of course, the website that she has a lot of information about, the documents that she found out about the Gulf War syndrome, is at gulfwar.com. One of the things that Joyce was saying was that even as a nurse, she didn't really take her health that seriously, didn't think about nutritional side of things, really kind of taking a respond to the disease when it happens. And I got to say, that's the way I've pretty much been pretty much all of my life as well. The only time I ever did something different to that was when my sister got cancer. We tried to do a macrobiotic diet with her, and we stuck to that for several years, the best I ever felt in my life. But you have to take care of yourself. One of the things that we didn't mention this hour, of course, are the specials that will help you to do that. InfoWarsLife.com helps to support our operation as well. We now have 20% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality for the month of February. You'll find 15% off ProPure water filters. And we have a special where you can buy two Survival Shield X2 and get one Ancient Defense for free. And Joyce, as we were going out, that's one of the things that I think people need to take to heart, and that is to not only do your research about things that may harm you, but do your research about things that can actually help you, help your immune system, give you better health, and to look at what you're eating. Because when I look at the Amish and how they've got such a low incidence of autism, there's a full spectrum of things that they're not doing that we're doing, and things that we're not doing that they are doing. It's a very different lifestyle that we live in modern America, and we're paying the price for it in increased cancer and autism and so many of these different diseases, aren't we?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. You know, we create those diseases in our bodies. Now, there's a lot of things we can't do anything about, but there are a lot of things that we can change. And, you know, pure water, pure oxygen as much as possible, and then organic food. But what we're seeing now is, let me just give you an example from the Gulf War now. There were 697,000 troops that served in the Gulf War. There were only 140 that died during the Gulf War of the U.S. troops. And of those, 70 were friendly fire. So we only lost 70-some people in the Gulf War, in a whole entire war. But we have lost now of about 400,000 that have become ill and died as a result of the Gulf War. Now, why isn't anybody asking any questions like, why are 400,000 people dead and gone? And why is it that the Department of Defense is the biggest user of SSRI drugs in the world? The Department of Defense buys more SSRI drugs than anybody. I mean, this is sick. This is just sick stuff. And so now we're medicating these people to the hilt, and then they're dying in their sleep, or they're dying from suicides or homicides. But
absolutely. You know, it's so interesting to think about that. You can actually go to a war and look at how much lower the risk is to you of dying in that war than the chemicals, the vaccines, the all these drugs that are coming from the pharmaceutical companies. And that's what's happening to us as a people. We see not only the increases in diseases like cancer, but we also see the decreased fertility rates. I remember it was just last week that they were talking about Italy being a dying nation because their birth rates were so low. But the thing I thought was interesting, Joyce, is so many times they'll portray that as being a lifestyle decision that people have made, saying that, well, they just want to have, the lady wants to have a career, they delay having children. But it turns turned out in this case it was lower for immigrants, that was down below 2 for immigrants. So I think it's something environmental as well going on there. Do you want to stay through to the next segment with us? Are you able to do that?
I've got to go to radiation today.
Okay.
I've got to go. But thank you anyway, David. It's been a pleasure.
Joyce, I want everybody, Joyce would covet your prayers, and she's going through a very difficult thing right now with stage 4 cancer. Please keep her in your prayers. Thank you so much for joining us, Joyce Riley, the Power Hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for 6 more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.